Stand up for Jesus. We spent so much time worrying about the jab, masks, COVID, who gets it, who spreads it, that Jesus has been cast aside. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Yet here we are. We wonder why he has not healed our land. After all, we've asked over and over. That same verse goes around all the time. But we did not really mean it, did we? After all, we would have had to give up our wicked ways. It's going to get worse. He's been patient, so kind and gentle. Yes, I know he's punishing us. He's the one spreading this around, but he can also be the one to stop it. What father does not punish their wayward children? But we would rather wallow in the evil dregs of tyranny than give up our comforts. He's a healer. He can heal us with a word. He is the word. He can heal our land with a wave of his hand. He can bring us together in peace and unity. He can stop all this, all the evil. All we have to do is repent and turn from our wicked ways. Refuse the jab. The Bible calls it sorcery, magic, drugs. He says not to trust the kings and princes of this world. Yet, here we are, obeying everything they say. When they say jump, y'all say, how high? And the Christians? Wow, I cannot believe y'all are sitting there waiting on a rapture that is not going to happen. Because you think you're not going to go through this. Even if it was to happen, you should still be spreading the word. Answer this question. What makes us so special that he would come down here and whisk us away? He did not rapture his beloved disciples. All but John died gruesome deaths. Beheaded, stoned to death. Peter was crucified upside down on the cross. Some had spears run through them, clubbed to death, etc. The prophets of God. It is said that Habakkuk, one of the lesser prophets, was sawed in half. Jesus Christ himself died on the cross. All across earth, Christians are being beheaded, tortured, and shot. They've kept the faith. They kept up his work. They were not sitting back, waiting on a rapture to take them away from this. John 6:40, KJV. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Get it? On the last day. Not before time, but on the last day. Okay, here he is praying to his father. This was before he got crucified. John 17:15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. He's talking about his children. But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. That was right before he's crucified. Okay, he was talking about his disciples, but are we not supposed to be his disciples also? He said he did not want Father to take them out of the world, but just keep them from evil. Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Romans and Acts are full of words of tribulation, patience, and hope. Things we need to do. Wait upon the Lord. This is the one where everyone thinks the rapture comes in. They only read the verse about meeting in the clouds, but you need to read the verses before it. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. This is King James. That's what I read. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so to them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is judgment day. That's when he takes the dead and the live. So it says takes the live, which is the ones that still here on earth. Okay, in Acts 14:22-23, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, we have to go through tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. It's sacrifice. Did Jesus not sacrifice for us? Does it not say in the Bible that you sacrifice for your fellow man? And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. You have Revelations 2:10. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained, okay, I just read that, sorry. Okay, now you have another one in Revelation, and this is where the angels are sealing God's people. Revelation 7:13, King James Version. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Okay, this is the vials, when they're tossing the vials. Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. There are many more verses about trials, tribulations, persecution, but I think you should do your own research. The thing about the Bible, you cannot just read one verse and get meaning. You have to read the verse before and after. Sometimes the whole chapter, just to get the meaning. The main thing is, do not stop believing. Do not stop doing his work. Stand up for him. Everybody's just sitting there being dormant. The church needs to rise up. The church can conquer good against evil. Let's do this. Jesus is already here. His spirit is inside us. He died so we can live. And we have to die so we can live. Through death, you are resurrected. Have a great evening.